7 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us. Jennifer Horn and I are here with the top topics and perhaps what I noticed late. One of the things we try to do here is bring you up to date on what has happened perhaps since the last time
you were sleeping.
Contact with the universe. Mm-hmm. And when I got home last night, I saw a lot of trending conversation aimed at discussing Nora Ephron's life.
Yeah, because it was really big on Facebook and Twitter. In fact, it was announced on Facebook before it even hit TMZ. And you know how TMZ is. They usually have that stuff right away.
All right. So she was 71, had leukemia, apparently?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
For those who don't know, Jennifer, why don't you go through the resume of the movies that she was involved in. She was a writer and a director, and some of the nicest chick flicks have come from her.
Yeah, I think I know. I feel like it's a lot of Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movies.
Right, Meryl Streep and...
I know she did You've Got Mail. She did Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally. Julie and Julia, I think, was her most recent. Mm-hmm. And Silkwood, which got her an Oscar nomination as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people will be talking about her life. She was described by one of these people on one of the blogs as a trailblazer in an industry that was dominated or still is dominated by men. Mm-hmm. And people took her seriously. Who else around is like her? A couple of other directors.
I don't know that have had the success that she has. I mean, all of those movies were, you know, whether they were Oscar nominees or not, they were very successful at the box office. So.
And I said on the air the other day, not with this in mind, but leukemia is usually something that can be overcome if you get at it. So the fact that she passed of real serious, obviously, complications of leukemia kind of sad. You wonder what she had for treatment, that sort of thing.
Yeah. It seems that pneumonia was what got her.
Yeah, it's always at the end. Pneumonia
always.
Gets you.
Always.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of being gut, the Kardashians are looking for a cemetery plot. This ought to be big. I'm wondering how this is trending.
Maybe they could just hang out there for a little while. You think?
Oh, that was the story. Remember yesterday, the Elvis story about people trying to buy his crypt.
Yeah, try on his crypt.
Well, yeah, before Elvis Presley, when he died and he was embalmed, he was put into a plot at Forest Lawn in Memphis. And there he rested for a couple of months while they prepared to plant him behind his house at Graceland. And so now that obviously has been empty for a long time, that plot, and somebody wanted to sell it. And then apparently squatters...
Elvis fans wanted to go in and lay down.
It's crazy.
I can get trying on his clothes, maybe putting on a hat, but laying down in a coffin, I don't know. All right, so the Kardashians, I guess, all went out to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which I'm kind of intrigued, but I really want to go. It's near Paramount Studios. It's actually right behind Paramount, from what I understand.
Really?
A lot of people are buried there. Mel Blanc is one of them, Vampira, you know, different people.
I thought that was Forest Lawn's job.
You know, I guess this is an
alternative. I've never, let's you and I some afternoon, we'll do a tour of cemeteries.
Yeah,
your grandmother was buried at Forest Lawn, and I sort of that afternoon wanted to wander around, and I didn't.
As long as we can go visit them, because I'm terrible about going to visit. But if you can go visit Mima and Bunky, I'll hang with them. Okay. We could do that. But Hollywood Forever is this little cemetery in near Paramount. Very famous people are in there. And so the Kardashians have decided that, I'm sure they were given free reign. Given, hey, you guys can come and look, and we'll give you a free spot. They actually want to be all buried together. Now, Kim's dad is not buried in this cemetery. He's buried somewhere else, reputably. But Bruce Jenner, Kris Jenner, all the kids are going to have a family plot there. They're looking at a mausoleum. But they're really torn because they don't know how many kids they're going to have. So they don't know how big of a space to rent.
Who gives a rat? Why did I even ask you about that? Yeah, exactly. All right, so the latest on Jerry Sandusky's adopted son, Matt, he told police he was sexually molested by his father for years and years and years.
He was on the Today Show, wasn't he, yesterday?
Well, it was also, NBC had an audio tape of him saying his father would come into his bedroom at night and blow raspberries on his stomach. and move his hand up and down his body. I don't want to read this.
That's consistent. That raspberry thing, blowing air on his stomach, that's consistent with what a lot of the other boys said.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
But he stood by his father initially. After listening to the first day of testimony, though, he changed his mind. And that's why he testified. So I don't think they're going to be able to, pardon the pun, blow holes in that. It's sorry.
Nice. No.
Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. The conversation about taxes and what to do about taxes and who's paying his or her fair share continues. I want to dig into that in a minute. First, a report from the tropical storm Debbie and Florida getting a lot of flooding. A lot of evacuations were forced. 26 inches of rain up along the panhandle. 20,000 people had to be moved. The boats that were used to get to some of the people that were stranded.
If only they could send some of that water over to Colorado, right?
I know.
If only Mother Nature would work on it together on stuff.
Yeah, the wildfires in Montana. Helena, 200 homes. We're under evacuation orders. 1,400 acres have been destroyed, 3 homes in there. And the winds are increasing today. They fan the blaze. So you're right, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if that stuff could be...
Send them a little rain, yeah.
Right, into each life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day and on Twitter at Good Day Show. There's this guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. He's both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. The doctor, Dr. Wallach, has asked why the U.S. spends the most money on health care by far and ranks 50th in health and longevity around the world. Pretty good question, Jennifer, don't you think?
Yep.
He believes, Doc Wallach believes, people ought to empower themselves with basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of your health, getting optimal longevity through nutrition, not prescription drugs that have side effects, requiring more drugs. You know, you got this.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The less we need drugs, the happier I am.
Right. This is all these drugs, clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resounding with people all over the country who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of your health and the health care system. I like Doc Wallach. I've had him on my program a number of times. He's enlightening people about health care. And so I have worked together with Doc Wallach and put together the DougStephanTeam.com website. Visit DougStephanTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes so much sense. And I invite you to join the Doug Stephan team. Go to DougStephan.com, or you can go to DougStephanTeam.com, or you can call 855-309-TEAM. Any or all of these will work. That's 855-309-TEAM. The Doug Stephan team is a way for you to deal with these health issues. 855-309-8326 or go to DougStephanTeam.com.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, for crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals. Like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid waves have been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lots of attention to health and well-being. That's a good thing, Jennifer. 18 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There's a new Air Force sex scandal.
Uh-oh.
Widespread sex scandal investigated at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Who knows about this? Apparently, two-star General Margaret Woodward investigating the allegations of sexual abuse against female trainees. There's a separate criminal probe as well. So far, the most serious accusations surround a staff sergeant who is scheduled to face a court-martial on charges that include rape and aggravated sexual assault on a number of women at the base. There are three other defendants charged with lesser crimes this week, ranging from sexual misconduct to adultery. Why would you be charged with adultery while you're in the service? What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
That's foolish. Sexual misconduct, of course.
Right.
More airmen may be charged. So here we go again, huh? Here we go again. How is
on our own.
It's
a little 80s rock song, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, what in the world is it with the maturity or lack thereof, the maturity factor? These guys get into the service and the women around, they go hog wild.
Right.
I mean, it's like we weren't humans with a brain on our, in our head, on our shoulders. We were like just machines. And it's okay. Let's do whatever we can for gratification.
I think an element of this is stress, too.
Stress.
Mm-hmm.
How so, please?
Well, I think in the stressful situation that these folks are in, it probably drives them to behave in ways that maybe they wouldn't behave at home.
What's stressful about being in training in the Air Force that's any different than being stressed in college or being stressed training for a new job anywhere? What's the difference?
I think there is stress in going to put your life on the line.
You know,
I think it's
much,
more than taking an exam.
I don't think everybody puts their life on the line that's in the Air Force. I think some of them do, but I think this is a cop-out. A lot of people are just running from reality. There are plenty of circumstances, yes, in the service that would be stressful. It wouldn't be something that you choose or I choose to do, but it's chosen. Are people well enough acquainted with what, if in fact you're right, Jennifer, and there is stress, are they well enough acquainted with how to cope with it when they go in? Are they taught how to cope with it when they go in? Or is it just, you know, that's the old business of the good old boys network, boys will be boys, et cetera, et cetera. No matter what, no excuse for this kind of stuff. None, zero, nada. 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Kane Krakowski, nominated for a Golden Globe Award for her role on Ally McBeal. She currently is in 30 Rock. I just Googled you, and you're going to kick out of the first thing that came up. Jane Krakowski in Pantyhose, a YouTube...
What kind of program is this?
No, it's not. This is a very family-friendly program.
Why isn't this an awkward moment?
It's interesting, this year, for the first time ever, Saudi Arabia is going to allow women to compete in the Summer Olympics. Yeah. Yeah, the rumor is that Saudi women are excellent runners because they're not allowed to drive.
And a Swedish woman has received a partial refund on her airline ticket because she had to sit next to a guy who died partway through the flight. Yeah. She had to sit next to a dead guy. But on the bright side, she did get to eat his peanuts, so that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
The final state primary election of the season happened quietly in Utah today. It was meaningless because both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama have clinched their respective party nominations, but it's still fun to go and get a sticker at the booth and do all the stuff, right? Now, the primaries are over, but the real contest begins on November 6th. Whichever candidate has raised the most money will be declared president of the United States. That's what the Supreme Court decided, right?
Sadly, get this, you guys. Over the weekend, a man in Tennessee was kicked out of a Kenny Chesney concert because he looked too much like Kenny Chesney. It actually happens a lot. In fact, my grandma was kicked out of an Aerosmith concert because looking too much like Steven Tyler. Yeah, she's a big fan. And she knows all the songs.
All right, so there's
that is
Jimmy.
A true story. Is that unbelievable?
What, a grandmother got kicked out because she looked like...
No, a guy got kicked out of a Kenny Chesney concert for looking too much like Kenny, but they gave him his money back.
Really?
Really?
All right, so there's some late-night comedy from the late-night shows. The judges as to whether or not this is funny, or you could be the judge of that. Also on television yesterday, the ladies on The View discussed the rumors from the Today Show, which apparently are not true, Jennifer. Do you want to update us? Well, let's listen to them talk about it, and then we'll sort of chuckle about how wrong they are.
The latest rumors about the reshuffling over at the Today Show claim that Ann Curry could be replaced by Hoda Kotb, and that Kathy Lee Gifford's new co-host for the fourth hour of Today could possibly be Regis Philbin.
Oh, God!
To take up drinking. Does he drink? Those two Elkies every morning, they're knocking that booze.
Yeah. People thought that Regis did not like Kathy Lee. Actually, they happened to be very good friends.
Yes.
And also, when he left his the program, Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee. It was not something that he actually wanted to do. Regis never said, I'm retired.
When he left from Kelly. Did from you say Kelly? Kelly?
Yeah. Excuse Kelly. Me, Kelly. Sorry. When he right. when he left the program. Well, yeah. Excuse yeah. me. Well, sorry. When he left the program, he didn't really, as he made clear, he didn't really want to go. He didn't retire yeah. and move on to, you know, Happy Sunsets or something. So, you know, he really, he'll be back in the game again, yeah. if indeed.
Can I think of a lot of people? Regis should continue working until the end. He's viable, he's funny, he's adorable.
He, you know, he makes people. TV better. I feel like we've been out of
this is going to happen. This right. is just a rumor.
But people, you know, when they were together, when Kathy Lee and Regis were together, people loved it. They were sad to see, you know, Kathy Lee go. And but is Hoda going to get 10 million to Lee?
Supposedly Hoda will be moving into Ann Curry's chair. Oh, that's the rumor. But it is all just speculation and rumor, and we are happy to pass it on to you.
All right, so the change, or at least what appears to be going on, is Ann Curry is holding off more money.
Well, because her contract's for 2 more years, and for each of those years, she was supposed to get $10 million. So she says, hey, don't just give me 1 year. I want two years. I want the full 20.
Yeah, and they don't want to give it to her.
Right, and Savannah Guthrie's deal is inked already for the station.
So who replaces Savannah Guthrie? Is that where Hoda goes?
Ooh. Ah. Debbie, I don't know. I don't
Stay
know.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're like me, then you really don't change your lifestyle when you change your location, even when you're at 35,000 feet. Now, I never used to fly during the day because I needed to be available during business hours. But now I almost always fly during the day, and I base my flights on which airlines and on which airplanes in particular have internet access. Now, the good news is that this kind of connectivity is becoming increasingly available. Delta has GoGo on almost its entire fleet. American has it on about 300 of its planes. Virgin America is entirely connected, and United has it on their Transcon flights. And it's not just about work. A lot of these services like GoGo have streaming videos, and they get you to track your flights. Here's the bottom line. Cell phones on planes? Not in my lifetime, please. But Wi-Fi? Let's put it this way. I actually wrote this tip on my flight. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Everyone loves a barbecue, especially with ice-cold Pepsi and the crispy, delicious taste of Lay's. And this summer, your barbecues are about to get even better because together, Pepsi and Lay's are rocking your summer with free music. Buy both Pepsi and Lay's and you'll get a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So fire up the grill and turn up the music. Don't wait. Let Pepsi and Lay's rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program runs May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRockTown.com.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 83% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through the 4th, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on demos, overstocks, clearance, new items, and more. Plus, score crazy in-store and online doorbuster deals, like ED Dynamic Vocal Mics, just $29. Casio Digital Pianos, $299. Ibanez Electric Guitars, just $129. And Harbinger Powered PA Speakers, $149 each. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, now through Wednesday. Hurry, the best deals always go first.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, we take the top topics and try to slide as many of them under the door as we can get into your space so you feel like you know what's going on. Jennifer Horn and Doug and the discussion of Nora Ephron passing away. More details on that, the story of her life at DougSteffen.com. And our poll today, which of these Nora Ephron movies was your favorite? A, Silkwood. B, When Harry Met Sally. C, Sleepless in Seattle. D, You've Got Mail. E, Julie and Julia. I would say, I like Harry Met Sally. I liked both of those movies. I actually like them all. Julie and Julia.
Yeah, I like them all, too. And I haven't seen Julie and Julia yet, which I'm bummed about. And I haven't seen Silkwood.
Yeah. Well,
so I've got some work to do.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of that conversation online, I'm betting.
Yeah, I think the most satisfying ending was in You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
So I think I'd have to vote for that.
Yeah, and then when Sarah Met Hallie,
When Sarah Met Hallie, my favorite. That was a spinoff.
Harry Met Sally, the line. Matter of fact, Michael, you probably have it there somewhere. I'll take
very famous. I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having, and that's Carl Reiner's wife. Who says that, by the way? Did you know that?
I did. I actually didn't know that.
Well, there you go. How about them for being smart, them items? 800-510-8255. There's a group of economists, international group of economists, who are meeting in Washington, who have recommended, you're going to love this, people sticking their nose into our business, love this. Oh, my God, people are going to go bananas. Listen to this. This group of economists is recommending that the United States government adopt policies that would make higher income Americans required to pay more in taxes to boost the economy. I'm not an economist and I don't play one on the radio, but I know that idea is stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
Because of the waste. What do these people think?
Hey, I told you, they're advertising for this in Los Angeles on TV. They have this plan where we're just going to tax the rich a little bit more to make it easier for the little guy.
Why is it up to people who have money to make it easier for the little guy?
Right.
Unless they want to. You want to, that's swell. It's great.
Thanks for your donation.
Exactly. Thank you for helping us out. But to be required by a government is specious. It is arrogant. It is unnecessary. Anyway, you'd be not surprised to know most of them are French.
We.
I need Pierre to get in on that one. Some of the ideas advocated, let's see here. By the way, it sort of sounds like it's the Obama administration redux, if you will. They advocate, this group is mostly left of center anyway, expanding mortgage modification programs. That's not bad. But I guess what galls me, 34 of the world's leading industrialized nations' top economists. This is a European organization created in 1948 to help the Marshall Plan, the reconstruction of Europe, you know, after World War II. Mm-hmm. And so in 1961, it expanded to include industrialized countries around the world. The goal of the organization, they say, is to promote economic practices that promote growth. They meet twice a year, and this year they have decided to meet in Washington, and the best thing they can come up with is the rich people need to pay more taxes. This kind of
they must have watched Robin Hood during the summer break or something like that. What do you think?
Riding through the glen, Robin Hood with his man, a man, steal from the rich, give to the poor, all that stuff. So that's it. I think I'm annoyed. I think I'm officially annoyed at hearing that. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see what else is going on, Jennifer. Speaking of Jennifer, your namesake is now hot and heavy with Justin Theroux. Is that right?
Oh, she has been for quite a while. And, you know, of course, they've been having babies for the last 3 years, according to the Star and the Enquirer. But the internet and the tabloids are once again abuzz because Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux are apparently engaged. And that's because Jennifer was seen wearing a brand new ring in the New York Post. They said she was wearing it on her right finger, not her left, but the ring looked a lot like an engagement ring. And she was putting her hand in front of her face to hide it from photographers. That's how people got it on the trip from L.A. to France. So.
Yeah.
There you go. And people were saying that they went to France to scout wedding locations. So maybe they're there checking
it
out.
But why would you? Jennifer Aniston's track record is not so great with men. Why would she be so eager to get married? Why does she want to be married at all? Does she want children? Is that
people have always, she's always said she does want to have kids, and that's why I think in the tabloids they're always saying, is she pregnant? Is that a baby bump? Is she going to get married? Is she going? I mean, I think the story is that the tabloids are always pressuring her to get married. I think she's actually been fine on her own. I mean, she's had a lot of failed romances in between her marriage with Brad Pitt and all the ones that she's had since. But this guy's been around for at least a year, I think. So, maybe.
800-510-8255. So, John Travolta photographed with his wife, Kelly Preston. That must have been kind of awkward.
Yeah, I'm going to call him John Travolta.
Really?
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that actor.
I love John Travolta as an actor, don't get me wrong. I just, this whole story, it just rubs me the wrong way because the rumors have been swirling for so long, and I just wish he would say, yes, you know what? I like the boys. What am I going to do?
I like big boys.
Exactly.
Bum, 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 bum.
So I dropped my robe a few times. Yeah, it was the first time they've been seen in public since all of these rumors and all these men have come out with all these different allegations. They walked the red carpet together because John's got a movie called Savages coming out. But they just looked weird. They kissed. They just, it was just a little overkill. You know, they were holding hands. It was just, it was a big show for the cameras, and it was apparently very awkward to watch.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Or not? All right, let's get some television news in here. How many people watch Google TV? How many people knew there even was a Google TV?
Not very many. It was kind of, you know, fledgling. Is that the word I'm looking
for? Yeah, right. Yeah, there is a report today that Howard Stern will be available on Google TV later this summer. And there's a new app that will let you, as a listener, pause live programs and play them back up to 5 hours later. The Google television actually built into Sony TVs, LG Electronics, and others. How does it work? Anybody know?
It's pretty much like anything else. I think it works through a web-enabled TV. From what my understanding, I'm not 100% sure, but my understanding is that it's available through a web-enabled TV, mm-hmm. and then they have some exclusive content. They have some content from other places, and this deal that they've struck with XM allows them to carry some of the most popular shows from SiriusXM that, and also some original content from them that you can't get on the satellite services. And you can time shift it. You can listen to it up to 5 hours later.
Huh. Okay. That seems interesting. What we need is more audio and video choices, right? We don't have enough. Let's get
Not
some more.
Not enough at all. Exactly.
800-510-8255. All right. Back to the international group saying rich people in our country need to pay more taxes. Here's Dale in Missouri on that.
I think it's ridiculous. It ain't so much as what we pay in taxes as what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my big concern today is my son was up in Green Bay. He got $10,000 bonus where he works. He did not take home half of it, his wife and daughter. That's like mafia. That's like the mob. That's like the bully at school taking your lunch money. Now there's a GSA fat cat, Neely. Got a $9,000 bonus for blowing all this money. Did he lose half of it? How about all the other fat cats and their $1 million bonuses? Do they lose half of it?
Pretty good question. And the more taxes, again, how many times do we have to restate this? And some of you agree and some of you disagree. Honestly, if you disagree, you really maybe sounds a little arrogant. But you don't understand how the world is working. The world actually doesn't work around the tax issue because there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Why doesn't any good reporter really, really bear down on this and make it a cause célèbre, Jennifer? Why?
I have no idea. It would be a really smart thing to do, though.
Yeah, it would be. All right, 800-510-8255. We're talking about the top topics of the day. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right. Testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
15 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. Top topics of the day. Have you heard the story, Jennifer? the attempt by a Tea Party-backed group to cut subsidies for air service to smaller cities in the country?
No.
This is a this is something it was Representative Tom McClintock of California who started this. It's called the Essential Air Service Program. Subsidizes flights to 120 communities in 35 states. The vote came as a debate on the transportation bill, $107 billion moving through Congress. This has been something that's been pushed around, battered around, $214 million that is spent pretty much every year in subsidies to get, because the airlines don't want to go into places that they don't make any money. So these communities would have no air service. Each air, like Altoona.
That's ridiculous.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Altoona, hello.
Paducah, no Kentucky. Cape Girardeau, Missouri, get a couple of million bucks a year to keep the airports open so people can fly puddle jumpers in and out. In Cape Girardeau, they'd go to St. Louis. In Paducah, they'd go up to Cincinnati. Altoona, they'd go to Philadelphia, probably. So is this necessary? Is this a good thing? It's one of those questionable deals.
It's a thing that's not a bad thing, but it seems so unnecessary. Like, why can't we? I don't know. It just seems like everything should work already, doesn't it?
Well, but it doesn't work because these are private companies, and it costs them money to go in there, and if they don't have enough people buying tickets to get out, as we know, most of these places are very extraordinarily expensive to fly in and out of anyway. And so people say, all right, why don't you drive from Altoona to Philadelphia? Eh, pretty good. I remember flying to State College, Pennsylvania once when I was doing a personal appearance at the radio station there. As a matter of fact, the only time I ever been in, no, I drove through State College once.
You sound so fancy. I was doing a personal appearance.
I was doing a personal appearance, yes. That is just one of those things. And I think I would, this would be a time I might disagree with the Tea Party a little bit. What do you folks think? 800-510-8255. Jennifer Lawrence is in the news for helping, which is kind of a sweet,
swell thing. I actually like this girl. She's young. She likes to work. She's not adjusting to that super skinny Hollywood image. She just she's great. She's pretty on the outside, pretty on the inside. And I guess she was going out of her apartment in Santa Monica, California, your neck of the woods when you're in L.A., Dougie.
Yeah.
And she came upon a woman who was passed out on the lawn of her apartment. And she realized that it was alcohol-induced, of course.
Right.
Someone called 911, but Jennifer Lawrence hung out with the woman, kind of, you know, tried to roll her over and came to her aid while she waited for the paramedics to arrive. The woman was woken up. She was treated at the scene, and she was let go. But it's kind of a good story. You know, most celebrities, you hear all the negative stuff.
Yep.
Spit on these guys and walk past them. So it's nice to hear somebody who actually waited around and helped somebody out.
Yep, all right. Happy to have that. I thought she looked like a wholesome kid, too, actually.
Yeah. And she plays all these crazy kind of gritty roles, which is kind of cool because she looks like a nice person.
Well, isn't she in that Hunger Games movie?
Yeah, and she plays a gritty, I mean, she plays the good character. She plays the hero, but, you know, she's gritty, definitely.
800-510-8255. All right, here's Aaron in Oklahoma with thoughts on the Tea Party after this last conversation we just had.
I think that that the left has been desperately trying to characterize them as a radical group, calling them racists and Nazis and crazy and all these other things, when it really it's a movement of regular people who are trying to rein in the government, and it's just out of control spending. And you know, there have been comments about the obstructionist Congress, supposedly. And what's been happening, though, if you remember, the first 2 years of the Obama administration, our deficit skyrocketed. The Democrats, while they had control, were shutting out the Republican Party, trying to pass bills that nobody had read. And it seems to me that obstructionism in this situation was exactly the right thing to do. And as far as the influence of the Tea Party, I think that the thing that is good about the Tea Party is that rather than being a third party, which does nothing but siphon off votes in elections, they have influenced the Republican Party in ways that a lot of people agree with.
Yeah, a lot of people do agree.
That's true.
Yeah, I agree. All right, final item here, Jerry Sandusky trial aftermath. The first lawsuit civil lawsuit.
Civil suit, yeah.
Yeah, has started.
Get ready. There's going to be nothing left.
No. Well, Penn State may, imagine the state of Pennsylvania having to carry some of the burden of this. 51 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's time for us to focus on technology. It makes your life better. Notice that, so is that true or not? Maybe.
Is that a question?
Maybe, yeah. It's, maybe.
Sometimes when it's working, it makes my life better.
Right. That's the idea. Bet you didn't think e-commerce sites knew or cared what kind of computers you use. Not so fast, booby. Shelley Palmer addresses that. Is it a concern? Or is it a question? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, bet you didn't think e-commerce sites knew or cared what kind of computer you use. Well, you thought wrong. In a recent story, the Wall Street Journal said it found that the travel website Orbitz has started steering Mac users toward pricier hotels based on data that says they spend more on accommodations. Orbitz found that Mac users spend $20 to $30 more per night than PC users, and the Mac users are 40% more likely to book a four- or five-star hotel. Marketers have always wanted to know as much about you as possible, and that's no different in the digital age. They simply have a new set of tools to use when identifying and measuring your behavior. The practice may seem a little unfair, but it's becoming commonplace as online retailers fight for your business. If you don't like it, here's a simple fix. Next time you're on Orbitz, sort by price. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals, like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. Three sets of the Dario Electric Strings, $9. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday.
Everyone loves a barbecue, especially with ice-cold Pepsi and the crispy, delicious taste of Lay's. And this summer, your barbecues are about to get even better because together, Pepsi and Lay's are rocking your summer with free music. Buy both Pepsi and Lay's and you'll get a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So fire up the grill and turn up the music. Don't wait. Let Pepsi and Lay's rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program ends May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRockTown.com.
All right, so Jennifer, if a radio personality gets a death threat on Facebook, how do you think authorities should respond to that?
That's pretty dumb because you can track Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if you're going to do a death threat, that's probably not the smartest way to do it.
The Milwaukee County deputies are grappling with issues that really they don't seem to. The police are not into Facebook. Apparently there was a Vicki McKenna, who does a program in Madison, received a death threat on Facebook. She also heard in Milwaukee. And there was a lot of expletives in this. She responded to it in kind of a strange way. She responded back to the person who threatened her. And so I'm just remembering last summer a guy in Maine was sentenced to 46 months in prison for threatening a couple of NPR hosts. Mm-hmm. And in his case, police found a shotgun and shells in his car after he sent emails that threatened death to these people. So, but in Facebook's, yeah, I mean, in that circumstance, you can trace who it is back and forth. Why would you be foolish enough to do it unless you're just plain foolish?
Right.
Or not very smart either.
Duh.
Yeah, right. We don't do things like that here.
We're not that dumb here. Yeah, exactly. We'll just do it on the radio. No problems.
Apple has won a patent for rotating and scaling documents on touch screens.
Hmm.
I wish I knew what that meant. Because you can touch the screen and move things around. Can't you do that now?
Yeah, you can. Let's investigate that a little. Wonder what's new. Huh?
Yeah, huh? But there's nothing really. When people say, there's nothing really new under the sun. Not true.
We like to repurpose.
Yes, we're good at that. 59 passed on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.